Well, thank you for joining us this morning. My name is Tushti, and this is my husband, Surendra. The Lord's Prayer begins, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And this affirms our own inner reality, that we are God's children, and he is our very own. It is not only our birthright, but it's our soul's mission to know him. And how, it's so simple. And yet, how do we find God? He's infinite. He's consciousness. Well, we sit quietly in prayer and meditation. We close our eyes and we open our hearts and we call to him. And there's another prayer that I find very touching and comforting. It's the 23rd Psalm, and it begins, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. A shepherd takes care of his flock and leads them to safety. He keeps them from harm's way, and he sees that they have all that they need. And isn't that what God does for us when we open our hearts and be welcoming to his presence in our lives? When God created this material world, his consciousness, his presence, his love permeated every cell, every atom of this world, of you and I, and that is our divine nature. And it always has been, it always will be. That is our one and only true reality. Now, our reality on this physical plane, oh, it can change right before our eyes when we forget that inner truth. You know, we move away from it. I remember when I was a young girl, at that age when young girls' hearts are very tender, and so this is my excuse. I was watching a movie, and it was called A Farewell to Arms. This is an old movie. It was black and white. And it was in the time of the First World War in Europe. And there was a young American soldier and a young English nurse. And they meet, and they fall in love. And they're deeply in love, and they decide to marry after the war. Well, the young man goes off to battle, and he dies in the battle. And she is left brokenhearted. And I remember weeping. Well, actually, I was laying on the floor sobbing. My heart was beating so fast. My chest hurt. I could hardly catch my breath. And because I felt like my heart had broken. And my mother was there watching the movie with me. And she looked at me with this little smile of disbelief. And she said, Patty, as she called me, it's just a movie. And I said, I know, I know. Well, little did I know that I would grow up, and many years later I would come to Ananda, and I would hear that Master, as we call Yogananda, had said the same thing about my life. This life is just a movie. You and I are the players in this grand movie. So have we accepted our role as children of God? Or are we just sort of locked into the dreams of the little ego? I just lost my thought. Acceptance, yes, have we accepted this role? And I was reading, you know, we usually read from Affirmations for Self-Healing by Swami Kriyananda, and I was reading the affirmation for this week, and it's on acceptance. And there was one line that I really appreciated because it was a reminder. Acceptance comes from knowing that reality lies within us. All else is a dream. Acceptance of this one reality makes everything else acceptable. That makes our life so simple. Acceptance of this one reality makes everything else acceptable. So how is it that we forget week to week, day to day, sometimes moment to moment, about that inner reality that abides within? Well, life's distractions pull us away. You know, we move away from that inner source. And so we just get to stumble again and again over these distractions. And perhaps it's because we've taken the role of our little ego too seriously. And perhaps we've forgotten to maintain our relationship with our Heavenly Father. When I was a nurse, this is a true story now, I grew up and became a nurse, and I worked in hospitals, and we would often have travelers. And travelers were nurses that took on temporary assignments. And so when they finished their assignment, could be 6 months or a year even, they would then move to another hospital or another state or even another country. And this one traveler and I became good friends. And Sharon and I, we had lots of fun getting to know each other and doing things together. And then her assignment ended and she moved away. Well, we did keep in touch for a long time. And then more and more time passed between our communications. And then what happened is we slowly drifted apart. The point is, this can happen in our relationship to God if we don't tend to that relationship, if we don't nurture it. And it's very, very simple because God doesn't move out of town. God is omnipresent. God is always with us. We have prayer, we have chanting, we have japa, meditation, seclusion. In prayer, we're just having a conversation with our dearest friend, the one who never judges us, knows everything about us, loves us unconditionally, and is always there for us, always there. And we have chanting. Now, chanting is wonderful because it bypasses the mind, which is a good thing, and it goes straight to our hearts. And in meditation, we sit quietly. We go inside and we are with God. We sit with God. We listen. And we have seclusions. And the reason I want to mention seclusions is some people may not know about them or may not have the opportunity to take them. Seclusion time is just time that you spend alone with God in silence. And many of us try to take a week every year. And it's precious. It's priceless. And perhaps you can't take a week, but maybe a day or a half a day. Just set it aside and devote yourself to God for that amount of time. And we have japa. Now, japa is just repeating God's name throughout the day. It's practicing the presence of God. No matter what you're doing, inside you're repeating God's eternal name, Om, Om. Or perhaps a line from one of our beautiful chants, Guru, Lord, I bow to thee. That's one that goes through my heart and mind all the time. And I remember reading that St. Francis of Assisi, his continual prayer was, my God, my all. You're asking for nothing. You're just calling to the source of all that is, all the power, all the love, all the joy that's all around us and inside of us. And at the end of our days, we give everything back to God, all of it. The stuff we liked and the stuff we didn't like, we give it all away. And so when we go close our eyes for sleep, our heart is free and open. And it is said that there's a moment, that last moment of wakefulness and that first moment of sleep, there's an open door into our consciousness. And so that's when we plant the seed. We begin our japa, my God, my all. We just give it all to God. And why not do it first thing in the morning too? When you get up, you're waiting for your tea water to boil. You know, rather than let your mind start racing through your day, just practice your japa. Or when you're in line at the bank and you're waiting, or when you're at the dentist and you're nervous, it'll calm you down. And that vibration, your vibration, will help everyone that's around you. You know, it's just a very, very beautiful practice. We just give ourselves to God in all that we do. We are His children, and He is eternally ours. God bless.
Recently, in my seclusion, I was reading the passage from Rays of the One Light that was read this morning that refers to the Lord's Prayer, and then also about acceptance, as Tushti mentioned, which is our affirmation this week. And what struck me was the chant that I asked our musicians to play as we went into meditation this morning. Rest in God, live in God, in His light, in His love, in His joy. When we rest in God, we trust in God. That's what we truly need to do. And in doing that, we are fulfilling the message of the Lord's Prayer in the true sense of acceptance. In that true sense, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. My goodness, it's so simple and yet so bloody difficult until we finally get there. Isn't that the truth? It's because the ego is unrelenting in its attempts to draw us in the other direction. The ego says, trust in me, live in me, and I will take you to places of silver and gold, of excitement and pleasure. And, you know, if the good times should happen to slip away, and of course they will, the ego says, no problem, no problem. I will take you somewhere else where you can get high again for a little while. And don't we just love to pretend that this time, whatever this time may be, that this time will be the crest of the wave that does not crash. Most people, when they pray the Lord's Prayer, thy will be done, what they're really praying is, thy will be done, oh please, 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 and let it be as I want it to be. You know, it unfortunately doesn't work out that way very often. We're quite willing to accept God's will on those terms and not quite so ready to accept the alternative. I'll tell you an embarrassing story on myself to illustrate just how upsetting and absurd it can be to be attached to a particular outcome, and especially when that outcome goes completely south. As a much younger man, I was an avid sports fan, and I had particular loyalties to certain teams and to certain players. In 1969, the third Super Bowl pitted the National Football League's Baltimore Colts, the NFL Colts, against the New York Jets of the American Football League, the AFL. And there was no question which was the better team. The Colts were a powerhouse, and they played in the tradition of Vince Lombardi's Green Bay Packers, who had previously easily won the first two Super Bowls. And so I, with great relish, looked forward to another rout as my NFL, my Colts, proved unstoppable once again. And the game started, and indeed, the Colts looked awesome. And then something unthinkable began to unfold. The Colts couldn't seem to score. And then this brash, pretty boy quarterback for the Jets, this Broadway Joe Namath, seized the momentum. And like Mighty Casey at the bat, the Colts went down to a stunning defeat. Impossible. And yet there it was. And even though I didn't even have a bet on the game, I just couldn't get over it. I mean, can you imagine a behavior so foolish? Here was an event that had absolutely nothing to do with me personally, and yet I gave it control over my mood for days. Well, thankfully, that experience proved to be the breaking point for me, because I was able to get to a point climactically as a result of just being so embarrassed about this that it just suddenly in one afternoon the spell was broken, and I was able to accept that outcome. Now, I realize that sports, particularly in the midst of a World Series here in San Francisco, and no doubt a great deal of passion among a lot of people for whether or not the Giants are going to win. It's a little risky for me to say that the outcome doesn't matter. And I still have, you know, teams that I enjoy rooting for, of course, the Giants among them. But the point is, be enthusiastic about the play of the game, the play of life, whatever it may be. But in this sense, the final score doesn't matter because it doesn't matter. It truly doesn't, unless you're an inveterate gambler who has a tendency to lose a lot of money. Whether or not the Giants win or lose is not going to change your life. The question becomes, where does my happiness lie? And that's not a question that can be positively answered from any outward focus. What we need to accept above all is that this life, this reality, is God's dream, and that we are players in divine players in the wonder of its tableau, working our way back to soul communion. When we can accept that fully and take it to heart, everything else becomes acceptable too. Of course, we have to commit ourselves to doing the very best we can in everything that we undertake, but when we do that, everything falls into place. Everything becomes acceptable. And we realize that no matter the test, it comes from God's love, trying to urge us forward into making spiritual progress, meeting those challenges. Be thou a yogi, Krishna said to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita. As you engage in life's endless activities and challenges, be mindful of their purpose. See them as opportunities to make spiritual progress and meet those challenges in conscious partnership with God, with the divine. Rest in God, live in God. Cultivate acceptance. And when you do, you find that it just works magic on everything. It works magic on overcoming anxiety, anger, fear, hardship, sorrow, stress, even the unbelievable defeat of the Baltimore Colts in Super Bowl III. Yes, thy will become. Help me to embrace it, whatever it may be, for that is what opens the door to his light, his love, his joy. God bless.